everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified internist and addiction medicine specialist. And he called me at home today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had an intimate talk. Went like this.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right, I'll play me.
All right. Adam.
Hello?
Adam.
Hello?
Yeah, it was Drew.
Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, listen, my wife wanted me to call you.
Right?
We're having a party or something. I don't know what date, what time.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have her call you and tell you when. You can come?
Yeah, all right.
All right. Good times.
Okay. Yeah. Then you want me to reenact the one with your wife who called 2 minutes later? Drew's great. Drew's like his wife's secretary. Calls ahead. It's like, you'll be receiving a call from Mrs. Pinsky soon. Be prepared. Okay, thank you. Hang up the phone. Phone rings. Yes, you coming to the party? Yeah. you couldn't have told me when it was?
I had no idea.
Well, why'd you call? Why didn't you just tell her to call?
This was her idea. She's intimidated by you. You're a mean guy.
All right.
But listen, what's weird for me, I think it's my birthday party.
Oh,
she
it is?
She wants to put on, get a couple cups here for my birthday. And it's like, hey, I'm calling in for my birthday party. It's so weird.
Yeah, she should do that.
And then as you answered the phone, I thought, I don't even know what the hell day it is. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is.
Well, you know the funny part is the weird little beat, like maybe we should talk about something and then forget it. Beat. You know that beat where you go, okay, so the third, so yeah. Memorial Day. Okay.
Good times.
There's like three beats, and then it's like, I'll see you tonight. Like, maybe we're going to talk about something. Forget it. Richard Riccolo and Dan Bukatinski are both here. Did I do that right, Dan?
Perfect.
Yes, from all over the guy. You've seen the commercials, and I saw them a couple...
It was like a week ago.
About a week ago, yes. But I've been seeing them more and more as we approach August 17th, which is this Friday, when the movie is released. And tell me about the story.
Go ahead, Dan, you're on.
Me?
Yeah.
You don't want to tell them the story?
I have no idea what I did in the film.
Oh, you know, okay.
You made out.
Yeah, except for that point. Except for the two of you
made out.
Yeah, we happened to make out during the movie. It's a romantic comedy about a straight couple that fixes up their gay best friends. And,
right.
And then the torture that ensues after these two guys.
Adam Goldberg and Lisa Kudrow a couple?
No.
Or Christina Ricci and Goldberg?
No, actually, Christina Ricci plays my sister.
Oh.
Adam Goldberg plays my best friend. Sasha Alexander plays
my best friend.
Richard's best friend. And Lisa Kudrow
has a cameo in it.
Has a cameo, which is really funny. About
really
a,
funny cameo.
As a voiceover actress.
She, Lisa, who I know from The Groundlings from many, many years ago, is actually a very talented celebrity.
Yeah.
You don't see too many of them. But
Adam says that about once every 5 years.
Right, and I'm talking about myself.
Yeah.
Just every 5 years, I remind everybody how talented I am. And Adam Goldberg is really good, too.
And yeah. Adam is mine.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He works on a completely different level.
But he's so funny. He's so funny.
He's hilarious.
And he's, and we've had him on the show quite a few times. Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he really
too.
Is.
He's nuts.
No,
he's nice. No, not nuts.
He's not actor nuts, is he?
No, he's eccentric.
No, he's not actor nuts.
Eccentric.
He just thinks on a different level than most.
Yeah, he's not heavy nuts. Like, there's no such thing as AIDS, man. You know, it's not that kind of nuts. It's just, he sort of marches to the beat of his own drum.
Right.
But it's a good drum. It's not a nutty drum.
No, it's top notch.
Are we going to tell our actor nut story again about David Arquette?
I want to hear it.
Oh, really?
Real quick.
Okay, real fast. Just sitting here talking about, let's just say David Arquette. No, forget David Arquette. Let's say we're just talking about Adam Goldberg, just like we're talking right now. And I was saying, hey, he's a nutty dude. And you said, you don't want to say that over the air. And I said, don't worry, he's so nuts, he doesn't even know where the studio is. And he just walks through the door as I'm saying that. That is what happened with David Arquette. Not scheduled to come on the show. Just talking about him.
And Adam saying, great guy, we love him, but certifiable.
Certifiably
fast
insane.
Fast forward 4 minutes.
Maybe three and a half. He comes walking right through that door.
David,
right
if you can hear us now, come here. Come here now.
I was going to say, Richard, you want to get Adam out of the car?
Yeah.
we
Adam's
left the
outside.
Open.
He's waiting.
He's waiting.
All right, so the movie is out the 17th. That is this Friday. And judging from the commercial, looks funny.
Here's a bit weird if Adam Goldberg walks in yelling about us talking about him being nuts.
Or if he walked in yelling at us talking about David. That would be even weirder.
Yeah. Or him and Dave came in. All right, let's take some phone calls and talk to all the nutty people. Call the show. Star?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's
actually
up?
It's Cleo.
All right, Cleo, what's up?
Yeah, I was wondering, because it was like earlier today that me and my boyfriend or fiance, I guess you could say, he, we like did it.
Fiance at 15.
Huh?
Fiance at 15. You must want to get out of your home real bad.
Oh, no. It's, I mean, yeah, I'm engaged, but we're not planning on getting married until like I'm older.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, it's still time to get to know each other.
Right. Well, like junior in high school.
I see. How old is he?
He's 17.
Oh, yeah. Want him to be at least 18 before they get
right. Wait till he gets a pube. Yeah. That's where you make your move.
Well, you ever heard of the morning after pill?
Yeah, we were thinking about that.
Okay. Why aren't you running out and getting it?
Because I don't know where to get it, and I don't know how much.
Planned Parenthood might give it to you for free.
How much as in how much money?
Yeah.
I'm sure okay. It's not much over $30 if you actually get it from pharmacy. Any doctor or emergency room can prescribe it to you. You need to take it within 3 days of the condom breaking, but it's much more effective the sooner you take it.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. It's so crazy. I don't know.
It's not crazy. It works, and it's not an abortion pill. It doesn't let the egg reach the sperm, so there's never a conception. Okay, mm-hmm. It works just like the regular birth control pill. You got to get that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, can you get the $30 if you need it?
Do they have a phone number?
Are you in Denver?
Yeah, I'm in Denver.
Well, look.
Denver's got a great Planned Parenthood. Yeah. Call 1-800. Yeah, here comes the book.
Okay, hold on. Let me get some paper. Okay, what?
Hold on, I'm getting it.
I don't know. Can't you just open the front of the phone book and find Planned Parenthood?
You can call 1-800-230-PLAN. That's one number you can call.
Okay, 1-800. What was it?
230-PLAN.
Okay. Hey, Drew, do we? All right. Do we have to do the legwork? Do I fly out there and drive you to the clinic, or can you just open the phone book?
That's the way people are. There's inertia to take care of themselves.
All right. Star?
Yeah.
You do that, all right?
Okay.
And it'll be the best $30 you ever spent.
Okay, thank you.
All right. As said on the show many times, $30 sounds like a lot, but as I've said to you, Drew, my dad spent $115 raising me. So, what is that, almost four times that amount?
That's a lot.
Yeah, well, think about it. And those are 1970s dollars. So, I mean, today might be $300 or $400, maybe $500.
Yeah.
Right, right. So that'll be best 30 ever spent. Sarah? Sarah?
Yes?
24-year-old Sarah, what's up?
Well, the other day I was having sex with my boyfriend, and, like, normally, like, when he comes, he kind of shakes and moves, and you definitely can tell he's enjoying it, but it seems to come more from the, like, stomach.
Heart?
But then, like, the other day, this happened twice, he did the shaking and the convulsion, like, without even coming, and it seemed like he was having an orgasm like a woman. And I'm just wondering if there might be something wrong or just fully enjoying it. Like, I've never seen that happen without actually physically having an orgasm.
Is he on any medication?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Because sometimes the semen can go back up into the bladder from medication, so you don't see it.
Well,
and sometimes the guy can be kind of dry. You know what I mean?
Excuse me?
What did you do? I mean, were you having intercourse?
Yeah, we were having intercourse, and
well, how do you know he didn't orgasm?
I mean,
Well, he said he didn't.
He said nothing came out.
Right. I mean, I was kind of surprised as I thought he had orgasmed, and he said that felt so good, but he was really surprised that he didn't actually orgasm.
He really just came close.
Did he have the sensation?
Tantra?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Retrograde.
He was doing some kind of tantra, and he just didn't know what had happened. This had happened one other time with me, but he said he didn't think that had ever happened before.
Well, did he then have an orgasm after that?
No.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it. He had like an almost orgasm kind of thing.
You do that thing sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Was he faking it?
Do guys sometimes feel it in their stomach more? I mean,
no.
I don't know how a guy feels.
No.
I feel it on my stomach sometimes when I don't do my patented jack bib. Well, something I'm still trying to have patented, so I don't want to talk about it too much on the air. But it involves one side has a bullseye, and the other side has a baseball diamond, like on a good, like a dartboard. You know, those dartboards, you know, the backside always has that baseball game that no one knows what to do with. They're like, hey, what is this? I don't know. I don't know. Just put it back on the bullseye, jackass. Don't F around. Always had the baseball game that no one knew what to do with.
Yeah.
Hey, Sarah? Yeah, it's fine. He had an orgasm. He just, you know, he probably had himself earlier in the day or something.
Yeah, sort of.
Wasn't much.
Yeah, nothing to worry about?
Nothing to worry about.
Okay.
If you're worrying about this, your life is too simple. You need something else to worry about.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
All right, enjoy. That's right. And Drew, how do you have that retrograde ejaculation?
Want to get me the picture?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah, I'll show you the valve that closes up.
Yeah, but don't you have to put pressure on it
manually?
You
can do that, but medications sometimes don't release the valve. Certain medications cause that.
So that the semen does not come out down the urethra, it just goes right into the ass?
Retrograde.
Where's it go?
Bladder.
Right into the bladder, and then you pee it out? Yeah. Would you see it?
You've asked that before. I don't know if people see it.
You would think it would be sort of
you
like...
You think it would, yeah.
Yeah,
you
like cry milky.
You cry it out of your eyes.
Oh, really? Is that where it comes out?
Tears are...
That's great.
Occasionally a sneeze.
So, like, if I was watching Brian's song, I'd just have, like, semen rolling down my cheeks.
You'd be coming.
It's happened. Oh, wait, that wasn't my own. That's right. Jim?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, my girlfriend has a very disturbing porn collection on her computer.
Mm-hmm. What's disturbing about it?
Well, they're not photos or anything. They're, like, drawings, and they're, like, these animal people having sex.
Animal people? Oh, you mean these? I've heard about these little, like, sort of cute figures, kind of thing.
Sort of. They look kind of. Some of them are. Some of them go from outright cartoonish looking to like almost realistic.
There's a name for this. There's a name for this whole community that hangs out with these pictures. I don't know what.
Why are you looking at me?
I thought maybe somebody would know what it's called.
I don't know.
I've heard of this. I don't know what it implies. It's a little faddish right now. I don't know what the implications are. But I don't even know if people really are into it, if they just sort of think it's funny.
Smurfs. I'm the house sitting for her. She's out of town this weekend. And I decided to go look around on her computer, go on the internet, and I was poking around her directories, and I find these, and it's like, it just doesn't seem right.
You know who told me about it? Anne.
Oh, producer Ann told you about that?
Yes.
But is it, you know, sometimes they do that stuff where it's like Bart Simpson with a boner.
Right.
Is it that kind of thing?
No. I mean, these are like, no, I don't know if these are any cartoon
you don't recognize
characters I know
them.
Of.
No, it's little cute animal figures that are sort of quasi-human sexualized.
Some of them look like absolutely realistic.
Yeah.
And it's like Planet of the Apes almost realistic, you know?
Planet of the Apes, realistic?
Well, you know, like the movie that came out recently, how that it looked almost realistic.
So it's like somebody did special effects,
right?
Making human
something
animals.
Like that. Yeah,
right.
Look, a lot of them look like
all
a computer drawing.
Relax, talk to your girlfriend, find out what she's doing with it. I don't know that it implies anything. Okay.
Oh, there's like two or three of them that really do kind of disturb
kidding.
Me.
He's full of crap.
Us,
yeah. Get your joke
get
out,
it out,
jackass,
yeah, go ahead.
And let's go.
What?
Get the joke out. Let's
what
go.
Joke?
The punchline. Give us the three that disturb you.
Whatever you're building to.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, there's two or three of them here that they, like, have pictures of, like, Tails from the Sonic the Hedgehog games in, like, very disturbing situations.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Well, I'm...
All right. Well, look, what would you rather have her looking at? Like snuff porn, stump porn, or cute figurine woodland porn? Do you know what I mean? I mean, let's examine the options in the porn realm. I don't like all this. To me, novelty porn is like novelty food. I don't got time for
porn
it.
Porn is porn.
Yeah, I was flipping through the satellite today. I got onto the Playboy channel. They have like erotic animation, you know, 3D. It's like, look, we got coked up 19-year-olds that are willing to let us film them. Do we have to look at a goddamn drawing? I mean, I understand when you're in prison, you might have to look at a drawing or something, but we have millions and millions of miles of footage of beautiful, actual human beings we can watch being degraded this way. Do we need to watch a computer-generated form of it?
I agree. This novel, it
doesn't make sense to me, but I don't think you should condemn her necessarily.
How many times do you pass by the Playboy channel? in a day?
I like to me, it's like, you know those guys who really play the stock market,
mm-hmm.
and they like to keep an eye on their stocks?
Right.
They're always keeping an eye on
the ticker tape for you is spice.
Right. I like to pass by, see how my stock's doing, see where it's at, see where it's going,
right.
and then I'll move on and watch something else. I don't like to be too far away from it.
Well, you just check in.
Yeah, I check in.
I do that.
See how the stock's doing, and then I get back to it.
Because it can get boring really fast, or it can be something interesting. But I,
you wouldn't want to miss anything.
I check back every once in a while.
My greatest fear is like I flip on a Playboy and it was like, well, that was chicks Adam dug from high school, 1982.
It's Patty revisiting Patty. What's her name?
Patty Farinelli. It's going back in the vault and won't be out for another 20 years until until Corolla's prostate explodes. Now back to a marathon of animated porn. Yeah, like I'm just scared I'm going to miss. You're going to miss something. Something.
It's all the same anyway, and I don't understand what I think I'm going to miss.
Two women getting it on, which is
come on, that's every 5 minutes.
But think about whether it's drugs or whatever your poison is, booze, whatever it is, pornography or food. Think about how you can constantly get it up for it, literally and figuratively, each and every time. I mean, every time I go out to a nice restaurant, I'm sitting there thinking, "Where's the food? Come on!" and once in a while I'll stop and I'll go, man, it's not like you're not going to eat breakfast in 8 hours and then lunch again and be back at this restaurant 3 days late. But I'm sitting there like, oh, I smell something. Then the waitress comes by and says, that's ours. That's ours. I think that's ours. I spotted our plate. It's coming this way. Oh, turned off. Oh, look at them. We got here before them. We were there before. We were here. Remember?
You're like some kind of puppy dog waiting for the chuck wagon.
I had gotten my iced tea before they even sat down. Why do you think they brought it to... Okay, just mellow out. Maintain. The food's coming. But you get it each and every time. Each and every time. And then it's like you're done. It's like, oh, okay, that's enough of that.
And
won't be doing
just,
that for a while. And then it's like next day right back.
Oh, yeah, disgusting. Why did I eat so much?
How can you renew that each and every time with, like I said, porn or food or, whatever it is.
This is that arousal and reward mechanism in our brain, which is what drives addiction. It drives
mental illness. Do women have that?
Not the way men do.
They have it.
It seems like women can't grab the concept of that the man aspect of watching porn like that.
No, well, they don't have the watching gene. The visual
they
piece.
They don't get
of it.
They
don't get that they don't get it. That's the more.
That's the frustrating part.
Yeah.
Because you can't explain it to them on any level because there's nothing to parallel.
Yeah, that's like that's weird. Why? What does that do for you? It's like watching the Three Stooges. Try to explain that to them. Impossible.
Damn. Yeah.
Or the Man Show.
So impossible. Yeah. How dare you? Go ahead, Dan.
Why do guys, I can't answer this question, why do guys like to see two women getting it on, but no woman will really? I mean, I don't think there's a lot of women
who
like to see two guys getting it on.
And there are women that like to see two women getting on, too.
Well, right.
And there are guys who like to see women seeing two women.
Yeah.
One is sort of an act against God and nature, I mean, the man thing. I mean, that's scary to watch. As guys, we all have.
I'm glad you're not judgmental, really.
No, but
it's good.
But think about like a football game. There's 75,000 people in the stands, and 75,000 men essentially. If there's women there, it's because the men drag their wives there.
No, yeah. Women like football too.
No, they don't like it. They go because their guys going, and because they get to sit around.
No. She likes football. Seriously.
Really?
She is.
Well, that's why. That's right. But you're the chick.
In our relationship. That's
right.
True. Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
It's, look, I'll give you two options with your relationship. Either there's a lesbian relationship, or you're just a chick and she's the dude.
You mean
if it's heterosexual, you got to be the chick and she's the dude. If you're both chicks,
but
it's
thing,
not
think
work.
About you've never had this, but for your college team, you can get it up if you're a woman.
All right,
that's what she goes after.
All right, and Drew, who went to USC, is forced to go root on UCLA because his wife went to UCLA. Talk about
P-whipped by the Rose.
Talk about P-whipped. Think about that. The arch rival, USC and UCLA, the guy graduates USC, has to cheer on UCLA. P-whipped. Jim?
Hello, Adam.
Jim!
Adam, you, my friend, are a genius.
Jim, have we talked to you before?
No, sir. I have never called this show
voice
before.
Voice is familiar. Go ahead.
Adam?
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I saw somebody die in quicksand on a TV show.
Oh, that's what I've been waiting for
years.
An
old one, like Gilligan's Island?
No. I think it was the current episode of VIP.
Just to catch everybody up, Dan and Richard especially, I was asking what happened to quicksand that used to be a viable way of death.
In the Wild West, Gilligan's Island, all the 70s.
Just kind of disappeared, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, growing up, I thought I had a 50-50 chance of going by quicksand.
Adam, you know, I think your message is getting out to the masses.
That's good. And there was also some souffle humor in the Charlie's Angels movie. I want to know what happened to souffle humor, where the thing was rising and someone would slam the door. Souffle humor gone, quicksand gone, but they're coming back.
I don't think people are going for that poofy French cooking anymore.
All right. Well, now, what's up,
Jim? I view that as playing with your food, quite frankly.
That's it. Jim, are you done?
Well, it depends.
All right.
No.
Jim.
I've been listening to you for about the past 6 years, ever since I got on the afternoon shift. I listened to you on the way home from work, and I'll tell you, it really lightens the load, man.
Thank you.
Good times.
But, Jim, let me give you a little word of caution here.
Sure.
You're a 32-year-old man, a relatively young man. You're already starting to sound like the Petridge Farm guys. Remember that old guy? I said, Petridge, well,
I used to be a salesman.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Because you got that salesman sort of, I
can't help it. I still use that on people, and it works like a charm.
Right. All right. Well, we don't like it.
Oh,
but thanks.
Sorry.
We don't like being...
Sure. Thanks for calling.
Anything you want to use on us, we don't like it.
That sort of strip club DJ got a little of that. He did sound like a guy who was in sales, didn't he?
Yeah. Selling, like you said, like something out of the Elf Factory.
The Elf Factory?
Elf.
Chris?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, a couple days ago, I kissed my best friend, which we've been friends for how long, and since then, she's been really shy and not talking to me and not calling me or nothing. What should I do?
Where are you from, England or Australia?
Georgia.
Oh,
gorgeous. Okay.
I see. And she's your best friend.
Yeah.
You kissed her. How long have you been best friends?
Since, middle school.
And have you been secretly pining for her?
Well, I guess it's both of us. It's like a mutual thing.
No. I'm asking about you.
Yeah.
Okay. And you sort of seized your opportunity? Was she breaking up with somebody or something? Was there some sort of weakness that she was going through at the time?
Yeah, it was a weakness.
What's the weakness?
Her ex-boyfriend was my other friend. And
he just done her wrong, huh?
Yeah.
And you were there to catch her.
She was going to jump off the Tallahatchie Bridge or something.
Hey, we're going to talk about you for a second here, Jim.
Chris, we are?
Hold on, yeah. Because this is the diabolical nature of man.
Yeah.
I'm your best friend, waiting for that weak moment.
Right.
Pounce like a
leopard
cheetah
out of a tree.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you. Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
So what's the problem now? Is she not into you, or you're still into her? What's up?
Well, I mean, I've always liked her and all, but I never wanted to try to,
She either is now concerned about your feelings and really sort of feels weird about this now that you've shown your cards, or feels exploited and is angry with you.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Well, she's blocked me for a while, but the reason we never even, considered dating or nothing because...
Hold on, what kind of fish was that? What did you say?
Catfish.
Is something about her wall? She's doing what?
The reason we hadn't dated or nothing is because my best friend, we don't want to hurt him and nothing.
No, Chris, right. No. The reason you haven't dated is because
she's not into you.
Not into you that way, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, find somebody else.
And I got another question.
Uh-huh.
Some reason, I don't know what it is, but I get aroused, a lot. I mean, it's not about girls or nothing. I mean, I could be sitting down at school or something, and it just happens. I mean,
right.
I mean, what could be the cause
of this?
It's
a breeze from the west.
18. That's what happens at 18.
Yeah.
All right.
Normal.
I appreciate it.
Right.
You'll be fine.
Wear heavy denim jeans.
And appreciate it while it's there.
Right.
It'll be gone soon.
For the 2 weeks that it...
Yeah.
What do you think, if there was some sort of chart, some sort of graph, some sort of, spontaneous boners per week For the male.
What age group?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like you know, 15 to 18.
It would go like this. It would puberty. It would be 0-0. Well, it'd be like this. Young boys get it here and there. It'd be a steady, and then pow, jump up, and then right. Hyperbolic, a rapid fall off towards zero, and then stay right there.
And actually, I think it could surpass zero. Were you owed boners?
You get the tortoise boner.
It's like you're with a chick, and a guy comes around. Sorry. I need that boner from the boner collection agency. I'm going to need the car, too. That different thing, but I'm just taking care of killing two birds with one boner here.
All right, let's take
ourselves a little break. Richard and Dan are both here from All Over the Guy, which is a funny movie, and it's coming out this Friday. So we'll definitely want to see that. We'll take a little break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Richard Ricolo and Dan Bukatinski are both here from All Over the Guy. You've seen the commercials, as I have, I'm sure. This also has Christina Ricci and Lisa Kudrow and Adam Goldberg, who I like quite a bit. I do.
He'll be here any second.
And I just found out Dan was the voice of the Spice Channel.
One time.
Yeah, that's... And how does that work?
Sit in a room.
Right.
Watch some porn and promote it. And just go, you know, this September. Whatever the copy might be. You know, I don't... Usually the girls say the raunchy stuff, and I just sort of say... You know, Amber or whatever their names are. You know, Animal. They're fabulous names. And
how, you know, though, how much prodding or enticing do guys really need? It's like if I was promoting the Spice Channel, it'd be like here's the copy, porn, porn, and then there'd be like and more porn.
Yeah,
it would say
more, and better. More
and shouldn't
better.
It be a girl's voice? I mean, I'm always wondering. You know, well, I don't want to get myself out of a job, but.
Yeah.
I think they need to be enticed a little bit.
Yeah. I think...
Because I usually say something...
Yeah, that is a little weird, isn't it?
I say something, and then there's a moan.
Right.
And the girls say something raunchy, and then I say, come on, is that what you really think? And then you hear them say something else, and I go, well, yeah, you can hear more of that. And, you know...
I think... you know what I think it is? I think you got a little Bob Guccione in you.
Yeah.
I mean, verbally.
I'm glad you said it, because, you know... I used to work at Penthouse Magazine, too.
Really?
So I have a whole porn thing, whole history of porn.
You worked there doing more voiceover?
No, I was 18, and it was a temp job.
Really?
Yeah, my boss was like a Penthouse pet of 1979. And
what?
Yeah. She did a lot of reaching down on the floor for pencils that had fallen.
Really? Yeah, skirts?
Pencils were always falling
onto
the floor.
What a gig. Where is Penthouse based out here?
New York.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right, because Guccione's got that that voice, doesn't he? Not junior, but the senior one. And Bob, you know what he sounds like? Yep. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think I ever heard him.
Really?
He had a little accent though too.
Well, junior's got a little accent. I think senior's just got a little affect. All right. When you wear enough gold, it changes your voice. Drew, how does that work? Is it absorbed through the skin
magnetic,
into the voice box? Oh, magnetic.
I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try that.
Well, look at that. Bob Guccione and Mr. T. These guys wear the most gold and have the strangest voices.
It's actually, Mr. T is the diamonds. They're pulling cosmic. What the hell's going on here?
I don't know, but don't move. Marissa?
Yeah.
You're 12?
Yeah.
12. What's up?
Well, I hate to tell you this, but I kind of lied about my question.
All right, what's going on?
Actually, my best friend, Elise, she's like totally in love with you, Adam.
Right. Natural for a young girl to go through the Adam Carolla phase.
Whatever.
She had an abusive father, what?
No.
That's where the Adam Carolla phase usually originates.
Hey, it would have been great if someone would have pulled me aside, like in the 7th grade, and said, look, you're not going to score for about 10 years, but
10 years,
23 years. But here's the good news: one day when you're in your mid and late 30s, a bunch of 13-year-old chicks are really going to dig you. So take solace in that, my son. Yeah. All right.
But like, she swears that she's going to marry you someday.
Could happen.
And she wrote a poem for you. Can I read it for you, too?
Yeah. Why doesn't she call?
Because she couldn't get through, I guess. Because me and her, like, we both tried to call.
Uh-huh.
And I guess she couldn't get in, so.
Okay. She must be real happy that you're sort of revealing her secrets.
No, she told me to call.
Now, does she have a copy of the poem as well?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Smart. Smart. Okay, well, go ahead.
Okay. I love the dude who beats off 3 times a day.
Since when is 2.7 times a day 3?
Oh,
do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, at least.
Oh, talk to Lord Byron here. This is incredible prose. Okay.
And of that, he is not ashamed to say. I love the guy who always fights with Dr. Drew, and when he gets offended, says, "How dare you?"
Oh, you're so lucky you didn't use the Jew card there, because Drew goes through the roof when they rhyme that. Go ahead.
I'm so glad he's not married. Here's my chance. Adam Carolla, do you want to get in my pants?
She's 13?
No, she's 14.
Oh. Okay. All right. That's now too old.
You mean granimals. How do you rhyme with granimals?
Or Oshkosh.
Is he too old for you now?
Yeah. 12, too young. 14, too old. 13 is my wheelhouse. I like to hang around the bat mitzvah set, you know.
Can we call her?
Yeah. Okay. You can do that, and you can tell her you were on the air.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Marissa.
Uh-huh.
Tell her thanks.
Okay.
Is my name on her shoe?
Huh?
Okay. That's the important part. You know, that to me is really my name on a shoe.
Defining.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You remember in junior high, put the names on the shoes? We had Led Zeppelin, Drew, you had Count Basie, or who did you?
Buddy Rich.
I see. Was it Les Brown? All right. Angel?
Hi.
You're 30?
Yep.
Angel's a follow-up question.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right, what's up, Angel?
My husband still, for some reason...
Reset this whole thing for us.
Okay.
You called us originally when, about what?
I think it was about a few weeks, almost a month ago, okay. Maybe, possibly. And he just has a problem that when we're having sex, it takes him forever to ejaculate.
Oh, yeah, Angel, she's like,
right.
Are you done yet?
Yeah, right, hello.
Right.
I'm
hello.
Done. Let's
right.
go. No, I'm not that mean, but it's just also he has been starting to work on the graveyard shift, so now it's to the point where he's sleeping down here in the day, so then when I want to, you know, do our thing, it's taking him so long, so I think he's secretly masturbating, but I keep asking him, you know, are you doing that?
What, he's sleeping down here?
Well, I meant to say downstairs. We have two, upstairs and downstairs.
I see.
And he does it because we have a baby, and she sometimes gets
right.
happy and giggling, and
okay.
he wants to sleep.
Right.
But when we, you know, want to have sex, it just still takes him so long, and I think he's secretly masturbating, and I don't know why, you know, I know men have to do it, but I think that might be the reason why it takes him so long.
Well, how old is he?
He's, actually, now he's going to be 30.
I see.
Didn't Almost we talk 30. About you asking him not to do that?
Yep.
And did you?
Yep, I begged him, please, you know what? Oh, I forgot to tell you one thing. A couple times when we did try to have sex, he actually came pretty quick, and I was like, okay, see, I can tell you didn't masturbate, you know?
Right.
You can tell because he did come faster. Then the next, I don't know, maybe a week, we tried again, you know?
Right.
And it took a long time again. I go, you know what? I just realized, you're masturbating. You got to stop that. You know, I'm telling him.
And what he said?
That must be what it is. Oh, he gets this strange look like he's kind of laughing, but it's like he's trying to be serious. And he, I really didn't do it. And I'm like, I know you
all right,
did.
But wait, stop
it.
But here's what I think.
Why do men have to masturbate? So is it such a different feeling, like to get off
because
and
we
ejaculate?
Can.
Right.
Like, that different feeling than ejaculate into a woman. What
no,
is the deal?
Listen,
fantasy?
Sex is what? Fine, but it's not the real thing. Said it over and over again. You ladies won't understand. Can't understand that concept.
You know what
concept.
I mean? Masturbation is. I'll tell you one thing. I masturbate too, like clitoris wise.
Right.
And it is a really different feeling though when me and my husband have sex. Honestly,
yeah.
Using my hand or a vibrator feels better. I don't know why.
Feels better than sex?
Honestly, it gives me that really like, it kind of like, you know when you're about to come and then when you come, it's like that good feeling when you're a man, you know?
Hold on. Get my scratch pad, Drew.
It's like
this
that.
Is groundbreaking.
When you
Angel, have you written any books? Do you have a publisher?
No.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Is that bad or what?
So are you saying it feels good when you're about to come and then it feels really good when you come?
No, I'm just saying, you know that feeling you get right before and then when it comes, I guess I'm just not making sense.
Right.
You're right. You're making fun of me. That's okay.
I think Angel needs to be a regular on the show.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. Angel?
Mm-hmm.
First off, guys who work graveyard whack off. I mean, that's part of, that's the only perk of working graveyard.
My heart just went to my throat. I know.
You know, right. That's what goes on. That's all they do. That's all they do. And they, and they, it's not, you know.
Even if they work at a place that's like.
Even if they were testing running shoes and ran on a treadmill for 8 hours, they would beat off. That's what you do in the graveyard.
Where does he work?
You mean at work?
At work.
What does he do?
He works at Home Depot in the hardware department.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Hardware? I catch him all the time.
If you're in hardware, right. Believe me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got the word hard.
He works
right
all the nails.
And I'm hoping the air traffic controllers kind of keep it together a little bit.
No. That's why you never take those red eyes, because they're always beating off feverishly in the tower.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
That's so sad.
That's right. Yeah,
true.
Very true.
How are we going to have a good sex life if he keeps doing this?
Hey, Angel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but here's the deal. A 30-year-old man should be able to squeeze one off at the Home Depot and come back and give you some good loving. Yeah. I mean, it should not be a correlation between him masturbating and never being able to come. We know guys who do this all the time. As a matter of fact, you could argue that if a guy could squeeze one off pretty quickly, you know, in the head at work, he could certainly get one off with his wife, too. So there's not a total direct correlation
here. I get the sense, now correct me if I'm wrong on this, that he sort of pushes back as she sort of gets on him about whatever.
Right.
And this is an area where he needs to pay some attention.
Right.
And, you know, get with it and get going and get on his game a little bit. And because she's all over him, he pushes back and just ignores it.
Right.
And just does whatever he does during graveyard. Then he's not up for a good performance when the time comes around. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's more. Right. Here's the thing, Angel.
He's right.
You're a little aggressive.
Yeah. And he experiences that as an intrusion.
Yeah.
And you really need to let him, give him some space. When you address him, it's.
Did I stop accusing him and saying, "Would you stop masturbating?" I can tell, and then he denies that whole
accusational tone. You got to stop all that. You got to talk more about, honey, I have something very serious. This is for our relationship because I love you. It's important. But you can't intrude. You can't be anxious. You can't be angry. You have to be supportive. And you have to be
You need direct. To just take a Quaalude and just chill out a little.
Or you can take a Quaalude, yeah.
But isn't it true? I mean, what do you guys think about this theory? I think when guys are married or in relationships, especially when they're living with a woman, when they masturbate, it's sort of their little retreat. It's sort of Calgon, take me away, like they do. You know, it's like a woman's bath is what a man's masturbation session is. Like, we want to escape from the relationship, from the kids, from the wife. And the more they she comes at him, the more he wants to escape.
Well, you know, this is weird. This is weird. So what if it's this is another woman man thing? Then it becomes, well, do it. I like when you do it with me.
Masturbating?
Just, it's
old girls say that.
Yeah.
Yes. They
but then it's like, that's great, and I love doing that too, but it's not.
That's not masturbating.
You're defeating the purpose of masturbation.
It's just different, which is I enjoy that thoroughly. That's great.
Right.
But
this is back to that need that men have for diversity. Part of that is expressing, looking at something, experiencing something different, and men need a certain amount of that.
And also, yes, men need diversity, and they need to feel like they're spreading their seed around. So,
but they can contain that. They don't have to do that. They can do it by masturbating, looking at things, stuff like that.
But do women take it as an insult? Masturbation?
They don't. That whole idea of sex being some sort of...
Why do you need a substitute need for me?
Why do you...
But this is somebody who is calling who herself has a substitute.
She has a vibrator. Right.
So the same feeling about whatever it is that is personal to you and pleasurable to you when you have your own private moment with yourself, and that experience is very similar probably to why he needs that.
But Angel needs to chill out. Just the guy's busting his ass. He's working graveyard. He's sorting deck screws all night. A pathetic guy in Home Depot. He's miserable. The kid's crying all day while he's trying to nap on the crampy sofa. Give the guy a little breathing room. Just back off. Let him jack off and give him some room. Thank you. We'll be back.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191. Wow, wow, wow. You can go, you can go, you can go, you can go. Be right back.
I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew up there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Static X will be in here tomorrow night. Richard Ricolo and Dan Bukatinski are both here from All Over the Guy, which is a new movie. It's coming out this Friday. It has the likes of Christina Ricci and Lisa Kudrow and Adam Goldberg and even more people in it than that. Looks good, and I suggest you guys all go and see it. I don't know what's coming out this week. We had Kevin Smith in here last night talking about Jay and Silent Bob, but that's coming out
next Friday.
Right, the next one.
Yeah.
Right, so you can see this one this Friday. All right, let's talk to Richard.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, you're 20. What's up?
Well, the other night I was in bed with this girl I've been dating for about 3 weeks, and we haven't had sex yet, and we're getting down to business, and I'm pulling off her panties, and she kind of stops me and says, wait, I should tell you something. I have HPV, genital warts, so that's, I kind of freak
that's
out.
That's nice and responsible that you did that. You probably have it already anyway.
Well, no, I...
True, would you shut up?
That's true. That's the statistics. That's
data. No, it is not. It's not more than 50%.
It's more than 50%.
No, it's not.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Not for guys who sound like Richard.
How is it transferred?
Through sex.
Well, we didn't have sex.
Yeah, but you ever had sex before?
Yes.
If you're in your 20s and you live in an urban center and you have sex, the probability is
it's
you have the word.
Higher than 50%.
It's higher than 50%.
No, it is not. The range, you brought in some data. It's like from 30 to 46%. That's not higher than 50%.
It was like 30 to 60%.
No, it was not. Drew's got warts, everyone, and he won't rest till everyone has warts with him. Well, I'm not going down that path, mister. He checked my penis for warts. Nothing. Squeaky clean.
True.
That's right. You could eat off it. I wish someone would.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Richard. Go ahead.
It's all right. No, this is the problem because I've been looking up information on the internet and different places.
Listen,
it's like everyone has an opinion on it.
And you saw how common it is, right? You got that data.
Right.
Extremely common.
Right. Yeah. What did you find? Did you find any statistics, Richard?
No, I didn't even... I was just confused.
If you're going to be sexually active in an urban center, you're going to get exposed to this. And the way you protect yourself is you wear a condom.
And is that 100%?
It's not, and it will not. And if you get the wart virus, it will do nothing to you, but it will make you potentially contagious with the virus.
Okay.
Do you like her?
Oh, yeah, I think she's great. But like I said, I've only been dating her for a few weeks, so kind of put a hold on it.
I think it was very responsible of her.
Yeah.
And
she's a keeper.
Yeah, she ought to reject you for rejecting her in the throes of a...
Well, what did you do?
Oh, no, I kind of said, well, I need to, you know, think about it. And I kind of mumbled something off. I was... kind of
gee, you're like, how's your mouth doing? Anything going on there?
So.
No, nothing. Uh-huh. Okay, well, why don't you get busy and let me think. I'll tell you, it would help the decision making process if I was getting a blowjob right now.
Right.
Hi, Richard.
Wear a condom.
She's a decent person.
Can you get rid of them?
You've got to control them because they can have more complications and spread. However, no, you can't get rid of them. You can't make them go away. Even
they're
if you
always with you.
The virus is always with you. But most of this does go away after about 3 to 5 years, most of the time.
Some of the viruses sort of like burn out, and some don't, and they don't really know exactly is the point.
Right.
They can't get
a
real good handle on this one, right?
That's good.
Emily, yeah, we're all doomed. Emily, you're 14.
Yeah. I just have a quick question, actually.
All right.
Is it true that coffee can stunt your growth?
No.
Not that I've ever seen in any sort of scientific way, but it's probably not good for you.
Well,
who said that?
I know.
And listen, as a chick, how big do you have to be?
Well,
you know what I mean? Everyone always talks about growth stunting. But what's wrong with a little growth stunt every once in a while? You can fly coach and be perfectly comfortable.
How tall are you now?
I'm like 5'4".
All right.
Have an espresso.
You're fine. Stay right there.
Yeah.
What?
Have a double espresso. You're fine.
Okay.
How much coffee did you drink at 14?
Usually like 1 to 2 a day. Not much.
Okay. Let me. Are your parents alcoholics?
No.
None of that?
No.
Why do you ask that?
She's
looking for altering substances.
I'm just wondering. Like, you know, when I was 14, getting altered wasn't really something that I craved.
Right.
Now, I work to get altered.
Yeah.
That's why I go to work so I can buy money for booze and drugs.
Yeah, but
and,
at 14, you were so busy altering through masturbation that you ever had time to consider all kinds of other
alterations.
Oh, that's right. You were late.
I didn't start till 16.
You caught up, though, didn't you?
I've surpassed. I went around again. Yeah. Yeah. I estimated that I missed 2,600 masturbatorial episodes from age 14 to 16 and a half when I actually started, and I made that up by the time I was
17.
18. Well, almost 18. Almost yeah. 18. Still technically 17. Yes, you're right.
Very proud.
Right. Thank you. So, but I'm just wondering, like, I didn't really want coffee at,
no,
at 14.
Yeah.
I didn't really need it.
Yeah,
now, either. Now I rely on it. But
coffee's become very, very...
It's but trendy.
It's a thing now. When we were younger, it wasn't a thing.
Yeah, not at all.
I guess, yeah, right. It's like, oh, Christ, there's Mrs. Olson, yeah. That old hag. No, I'm not going to drink any of that crap. Yeah, like coffee was something that not only adults drank, but old like, old, geriatric old, adults yeah. drank. Like, hey, you know, have a cup before you die. It was kind of just like the slogan.
So right. Meet your family.
Right. It was like those commercials, like, Herb never asked for a second cup.
It sucks. It's like the worst thing I've ever had in my whole life. It's clear. It came out of a packet.
Right.
Instant coffee.
But, oh, no. That was it. Yeah. We're in the days of the percolators.
Oh. No, it is true. I do like the ones where the guys couldn't tell. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like
we secretly replaced.
Right. Instant. You give me some instant coffee, you'll get a spit take. With me, you get like, I'll spray it all over.
Blue Fox restaurant. In San Francisco.
My sister,
right? Our secret camera recorded the reaction.
That's right.
My sister put instant coffee
in the
regular coffee maker.
Oh, that's good.
That makes sense.
That was delicious.
How many times did you do that?
Just once.
I forgot all about that. We're at Tavern on the Green. We've secretly replaced. The four-star restaurant coffee with Folgers crystals.
Let's see what happens.
Let's interview them.
We're at Starbucks, and we've put Sanka packets in everybody's...
You've just paid $14 for a penny's worth of coffee, sir. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break, and we'll be back.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. Static X in here tomorrow night. Richard Ricolo and Dan Bukatinski are in here tonight from All Over the Guy. New movie coming out this Friday in theaters everywhere. Looks good. Christina Ricci also in this. Lisa Kudrow. And, of course, Adam Goldberg. And the eccentric Adam Goldberg. Let's see. Let's hop back to the phones and speak to Brad, who's 13. Brad?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was wondering if, like, what the side effects of tongue piercing is.
Pain.
We were 13. You really going to do that now?
Maybe, if the side effects aren't too bad.
Are you going to have a friend do it, or are you going to get it done professionally?
No, professionally.
Can you do it, a tongue at 13?
Your parents would have to be there, right?
Yeah, my dad has his pierced.
There's a note, there's a waiver they sign that says, I agree to the fact that I'm really high right now and I don't give a rat's ass about my kids.
Yeah.
And
they send that right over to CPS.
Child welfare. Your dad has a tongue piercing.
Mm-hmm.
And have you talked to him about getting one? I mean,
yeah.
Is he cool with it?
Yeah, but my mom's kind
of... All right, iffy. Well, here's the deal. There's a big artery that runs right through your tongue. That if they happen to nick it, they can swell up to the size of a softball and occlude your airway. That has happened. They frequently get infected if you don't care for them properly. They can wreck your teeth, the ones in the tip. If you mess around with it a bunch, you can chip your teeth and ruin your teeth. And otherwise, no other health problems.
What if they had one that was like some sort of time-release fluoride or something, like a kiddie one, like a fluoridated tongue barbell or something, you know?
Yeah,
you know what
like,
I'm saying?
Like the blue soaps you throw in your toilet bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hang it from your uvula or something. And hey, Brad, let's examine your dad's life for just a second here, because I don't know about the medical implications, but what's your dad do for a living?
He, like, teaches golf lessons.
Teaches golf?
Yeah.
This guy's got a wire.
Well, he's got to be the only guy in the links with a tongue piercing, by the way.
Yeah, and he's got his navel pierced, too.
What kind of car does he drive?
A Cadillac.
Ooh.
What year?
2000.
Okay. Ooh, nice. Well, anyone can lease one of those. Is he making money?
Yeah.
You live in a house or apartment?
A house.
All right. And he's buying it or renting it?
Buy it. It's bought.
Okay. Well, he's doing fine.
He bought it or Grandpa bought it?
We bought it.
Okay.
My dad.
Yeah.
PGA card?
What's, does he have a PGA card?
I don't know.
He's not on the tour?
I don't think so.
No. And what's your mom do?
She's just like a housewife.
Venture capitalist.
She doesn't drive the tractor that collects the balls from the rain?
No.
No. Okay, I just thought, you know, that'd be a great... That'd be a great...
That'd be a great love story.
Where'd you guys meet? At the range.
He was aiming for me.
That's right.
Do you know
God, it's great.
The,
it's great aiming for those guys.
I take my kids to the driving range now.
You do? Do they aim for the guy who's collecting the balls?
No.
But really?
It's bizarre that the kids, like 8-9-year-olds, are getting into golf. And...
Yeah, well, Tiger did it. I mean, that's I aim for the guy who's driving that tractor, but it's so ridiculous because I'm the only guy I know, and I'm sure others have been kicked off a driving range before, but I've had the dubious honor of being thrown off of a driving range.
For accidentally going after the guy? Or
I had shanked one too many into the tennis courts that were on the other side of the wall that they didn't think I could make it over. Not, by the way, it's not like I hit it 350 yards. Straight ahead and made it over the wall. 100. I hit it 75 yards south. Yeah. I mean, hard left, and went into the tennis courts. And the manager, after, you know, the people that were playing tennis had complained enough, finally came over, and he was sort of sympathetic about the whole thing. He was like, just listen, if you hit one more into the tennis court, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And I teed the ball up, and pow, right into the tennis court. And it was one of these great things, too, because there wasn't even a discussion. He sort of hung his head. I packed up my clubs quietly and started heading for the parking lot.
You thought your friends laughing their ass off? Or?
I brought a handful of balls to throw into the court as I was leaving.
Have you thought about playing tennis, maybe?
Yeah.
See?
You might be in the wrong game.
I'm sorry you've been thrown off the tennis court. The guys in the driving range are tired of you hitting balls under the range.
But the tennis team wants you to talk to you. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Who else you know has been thrown off a range? You figure a range like one of those places where you could just, you know, tee it up and go nuts. But
I get
no.
so frustrated. I just throw the balls with my hand and I get kicked off every time.
Yeah. I am so so pathetic. The greatest thing I ever saw was at the... Griffith Park driving range, the guy who used to collect the balls had a cot mattress strapped to his back, a motorcycle helmet on, and a rake and flat shovel.
Wow.
This is
was there a bullseye on the mattress?
About 10 years ago, an imaginary one that everyone who was at the range had painted on. But talk about a gig. Yeah. Cot mattress on your back. He worked with his back to, you know, to the golfers, and he was out there collecting by hand. So they're like, look, we can spend $3,500 for a John Deere ball tractor, or we can get the retarded guy for $6 an hour and do just about as good a job.
And you know what? Not masturbating on those shifts.
No. Difficult. Yeah, you really like ninja-type concentration.
Adam, you contemplating keeping the mattress strapped to your back so you can just get down and go anytime you wanted to.
I like to nap, you know, when I'm out. You never know when the mood's going to hit you. At the mall, at the batting cage.
Melissa.
Yes.
You're 21.
What's going on?
It's really weird. Whenever my boyfriend sucks on my breast and I kiss him afterwards, he has a really strange aftertaste in his mouth. And the taste is very, very similar to the taste that you get when you're smoking pot.
Do you smoke a lot of pot?
No, not a lot. I'd say maybe... 3 times a month at the most. Mm-hmm. Not a lot.
And there's no sort of temporal relationship between when you taste this and you having smoked pot.
No.
Okay.
I've thought of everything, like my diet, the soap that I use. It doesn't seem to matter which soap I use.
Is he getting something out of you? Is he aware that something's coming out?
No, nothing is coming out of my breast, but it's just that whenever he sucks on it, and I'm trying to figure out, I mean, we've been together for 2.5 years. I'm trying to figure out if it is actually just a reaction in his mouth, because I can't remember with previous boyfriends if they ever had that. But it's the weirdest thing, because his breath even smells like it.
Maybe he's smoking a lot of pot.
No, he doesn't. We do it together, and we don't smoke it that often. So I'm curious to know if it's, I mean, it tastes just like that, the cotton mouth that you have when you're done smoking pot. It's just really weird taste, and it's not good. And I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of it and why I have it.
Well, I have a theory, which is, well, two theories. One is, could it be that the first time it happened...
Psychosomatic.
Right. Like, you know, sometimes different smells or different
now,
feels
every time
remind you.
She thinks about it, psychosomatically, she's getting the... I sound like Dr. Drew.
Yeah, she's getting that sensation.
She's getting that sensation. Or he's sucking all the saliva out of his mouth as he's sucking on your breast, and that's the cotton mouth he's getting. It's the only two solutions I have.
Right. It couldn't be anything coming from your breast, and there's nothing
on
your skin.
No, it's not. And the thing is, we both will talk about it. You know, he'll suck on my breast, and then we'll kiss, and I'll just look at him. He goes, I know. What is it? And I don't know. I don't know why it tastes like that. And
well,
do you wear a hemp bra?
That was theory number two. No hemp bra?
No.
There's only one scientific way to figure this out, and your boyfriend's going to have to be very secure, but a stranger's going to have to suck on your breast, and then you're going to have to make out.
No, he has to suck on multiple women's breasts, and then you have to
make out with her.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Yes, Drew's right. He's a doctor.
So do you think that it's probably his reaction to my breast, or my breasts are just funky?
Melissa, I don't think we can help on this one. It's a fascinating problem, but I don't think we have an answer. But here, the only thing I can tell you is that marijuana is highly fat soluble, and you know, if there is something coming out of you, it could have pot in it if you smoke a lot or had smoked a lot of it one time.
Are there large deposits of fat in the breast?
Yes.
I mean,
not in these breasts.
But you have small breasts?
No.
I don't mean your breasts are out of shape. I just mean...
I'm saying I have smaller breasts.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Have you tried like not smoking pot for a good 6 weeks and then?
Yeah, because pot.
I mean it'll be months. Like we can not do it for 3 months and it'll still have that funny taste to it.
Hmm.
All right.
Oh wait, listen. So. Here's another caller. It's got a funny boob smell taste.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Here.
All right.
Really?
Here. Hold on.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
This is interesting.
Wait, it should be interesting, but you know it's not going to be.
Maria.
I've learned from doing the show. Almost nothing is interesting.
Maria?
Certainly nothing we label as interesting before we hear it. Yeah. Maria?
Yes?
You're 32?
Yes.
What's up with the breasts?
Well, like I was saying to the person who answered, I've had that same experience with the odor. And then now that I've breastfed, that odor also came back. So I think it's just, I don't know, something with the saliva.
And what is the odor?
Kind of like what she's describing, you know, kind of like the pot smell.
Do you smoke pot?
I have in the past, just a few times.
Would you have described this as a marijuana smell or taste if she hadn't brought it up in that context?
No.
How would you describe it?
How would I describe it? Just kind of... I remember thinking at the time, you know, with my partner just kind of being embarrassed, like, ooh, what's that odor kind of thing?
And that was from his mouth after it had been on you?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
wild.
Yeah, but there are things that smell like other things sometimes, right?
Yeah, of course. No, nothing. Everything has its own unique smell.
I know. But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And I agree with Richard when he agreed with me, which is you'll find out. I always tend to agree with other people when they float my theories, which is it once you get it in your head that this is what this is, then it is.
Yeah.
But even a different flavor is kind of strange, even if it's not marijuana.
Yeah, that's all right. Interesting. But I'll tell you what does live around the breasts and the folds is yeast.
Hmm.
And the skin. I wonder if they're getting a little yeast going there.
But she doesn't. She has small breasts, so she probably doesn't have folds there.
Let's ask if it's a fold.
No folds.
Maria?
Oh, is it Maria?
No, Melissa? Melissa, I'm sorry.
Melissa.
Any folds in the breasts?
No.
You can't put a pencil under them?
No, I wish.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks anyway.
What about one of those little pencils they give you for
the golf pencil?
The golf pencil.
Back to golf.
Probably a golf pencil.
I would like a full size. You know, you pay like $180 to shoot around a golf. Give me the regular size. I'm not going to stab anybody while I'm out there. You know, that little funky, like kindergarten funky pencil. I give you like that half pencil, and you have trouble holding it. It's always kind of lame when you're writing everyone's name down, and you're holding the palm of your hand. I'd like a full size pencil with a little eraser.
You feel illiterate when you start writing. You can't write anymore.
Yeah. Right. I wonder what's wrong with the full sizer.
Oh, but since you're literally a millionaire, you can demand.
I'm going to start bringing my own pencils to the golf course. Rich?
Hey, what's going on, Adam?
What's up?
Hey, now that you're a self-proclaimed millionaire,
right?
What kind of car are you driving?
It is self-proclaimed, but Literally a millionaire, literally.
I believe
you know that, right?
Yeah,
literally
yeah.
Millionaire.
What'd you get for the 1-800-COLLECT commercials? A couple hundred grand?
$250,000.
You did not.
What?
That is disgusting.
I did five and a half or six of those commercials.
I know
please.
They were very difficult work.
It was.
Oh. Hey, what did that other guy get with the glasses? What did he get, like $50 or?
Oh, Sean Hayes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably more.
I couldn't figure out what happened with Sean Hayes. I was supposed to do these 1-800-COLLECT commercials with Sean Hayes.
Sean Hayes from Will and Grace?
From Will and Grace, yeah. This is before he won the Tony or whatever. The Cleo or whatever.
It pissed me off is that he was playing me.
He was playing Drew.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
The point is we did these commercials together. I was supposed to do six of them. He was supposed to do six of them, too, as far as I knew. We did the first three together, and then he was gone. And then I did the last, like, three alone. And I don't know if they cut him loose or he quit or what the deal is. But my fear and suspicion is that he got paid anyway, and they just canned him. And that nothing better than that. You know, in show business, they take that as an insult. But what
take the money and run.
Yeah, what other business do they pay you out that contract? But what question, Rich?
I want to ask you what kind of car you drive.
What kind of car or cars?
I heard,
millionaire now, literally.
The screener told me it was something about a Jag and a Beamer.
That's right.
What do you got? You said like an M3?
I got a new M3.
What year? 01?
2001.
Oh, a 333 horsepower inline six?
That's right.
Oh, my God. That's got to be sweet, Adam.
It's very nice.
Did you pay a premium for that, or did it?
I paid like $3,000 over sticker.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about the Jag? What do you got there?
I got the XJR. XJR. Yeah, sorry. Four-door. Yes.
The four-door. Okay.
Supercharged.
Oh,
370. Four-liter. Aluminum block and heads.
And Drew, you got the Caravan or the Windstar?
Drew took a donkey here. His wife takes all the money and gives it to the UCLA alumni.
Well, Adam, I just want to say you deserve it 100%.
That's right. That's right. Thank you. I also have an 89 M3, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good car. The box flares and everything. Okay.
I got the Alfa Romeo.
Yeah.
You don't care.
Yeah, it's junk. Junk.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Rich.
All right, thanks, man.
Take care. All right, let's talk to...
You should get free cars. I mean, you really should.
Yeah, you know, once in a while, I hear those
stories. I know
stories.
Of other DJs and other people on the radio who are getting free cars.
What?
Oh, yeah. Two.
Yeah, listen, I hear these stories where, like I don't know who I was talking to, but, like, you know, Ben Stein's publicist or something will call Cadillac and work something out where he just drives a Seville around for... you know, a year and then has to give it back or some nonsense like that. There's all sorts of crap going on out there. Drew, who gets less junk than us? I mean, there's tennis shoes to be had, celebrity tournaments to be played
You get
nothing.
I came close to a pair of Levi jeans. Missed out.
Right.
No.
Once every 3 years, producer Ann comes in here and goes, Doc Martin wants to give you guys some shoes.
Yeah.
And Drew goes insane.
Yeah, I still wear, that's what I wear.
Yeah,
the ones that they gave us 2 years
usually
ago.
They come back like four sizes wrong. And
no, I wear the Doc Martens every day.
More Doc Martens come.
That's how it works. They're indestructible, and I need shoes like that. So
if you guys got a call tomorrow from the hemp bra people, you should grab it because I'm not only surprised.
Dan is not only the voice of the Spice Channel, but he also is the voice of the hemp bra community.
I wasn't going to say anything, but, you know.
I think I caught you at a rally once.
Yeah.
I was pretty baked. I wasn't sure. All right. Let's talk to Todd.
I was burning my bra.
I love those. You know, Abraham Lincoln had a hemp. Okay, right. I understand.
Now, Adam, be very kind to Todd. He's 37.
37.
He only has a couple years left.
What's up there?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, man. 37. That's not that old.
No.
Yeah, but for someone named Todd, Adam has a theory.
Yes. No man named Todd has lived past 40. He's not lived to see his 40th birthday.
Oh, well, then.
No, I forgot about that. Yeah.
That's what I was alluding to.
Yeah. Yeah. Start making that will out, Todd. It's over.
All right. I'll get to it.
There's no Grandpa Todd. There's no old man Todd. There's no one named Todd is like in his 80s who's chewing and spitting and
right
rocking.
And right now I'm trying to think of an old Todd and you, I can't
think of one.
No. No, doesn't exist. Sorry, Todd.
Yeah. I think it was the fad name of the year I was born. There were like four Todds in my graduating class.
Oh. Did you say fag name or fad?
That was the year, you know, it just...
Rationalize all you want, but I'm just saying make arrangements.
All right, what's the question? What's the question?
Okay, so I've had a long dry spell with regard to dating. And so, you know, I'm looking at trying to improve my chances. I'm maybe looking for a professional coach or something.
What?
Well, you know, just to help me figure out ways to approach women.
Why don't you, if you really are desperate, why don't you pay money and go to one of those dating services, those online services?
Well,
get matched up with someone.
That's an idea, but, you know, I think, you know, one-on-one coaching can't hurt. So, anyway, I'm looking in the back of one of the bar magazines, you know, the kind.
Oh, he's building to a punchline here.
He's got to be. This can't be serious.
Not a punchline, but there's a section in there. I mean, there's you know, obviously the erotic massages, that there's the legitimate massages. Somewhere in there, I see ads for... there's two titles that I never seen before. One is sexologist.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is that a real medical thing? Or
no,
that's not
a medical degree, but it's a degree.
It's also it's airing on Playboy coming. Sexology, I think. So.
And the other one is surrogate.
Yes.
Yeah. Surrogates.
Now you're on the money.
What's that?
The sexual surrogate is basically a whore with a degree. Or a prostitute is employed by a psychiatrist and psychologist rather than a pimp. The psychologist is her pimp. That's basically how that works.
Really?
Yeah. It's a great scam. It's like, I'm having trouble with my wife. I'm not being... she's not receptive enough. Well, why don't you bang Tammy over here? And I knew somebody was a sexual surrogate, actually.
Really? What'd she do?
She has sex with guys.
But I mean, what was she like? What's the deal?
She smelled good.
Tell me...
Clean, man.
What did she? I mean, what's her deal? You know what I mean?
Well, you know they're always screwed up.
Yeah,
well, you got to be whacked out to do this for a living. But and I don't think that this is as popular as it was 10 years ago.
It doesn't do anything,
right? But it's like a legitimate way to have sex with somebody other than your wife, or in Todd's case, just somebody, right? But you just go to a prostitute, would you? What do you? You want to learn something, or do you want to get laid?
Well, I want to learn how to get laid.
Okay. Well, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm one of those dot-comers, so I'm a computer guy that got lured to San Francisco, and I get here and I find out that it's the driest place I've ever lived.
It's all men.
Right. And but you have a good job.
He has no job. That's what he's telling you.
Oh. No. I have a great job.
You have a great job. You drive a nice car. You have a nice place.
I drive a nice car. I live on a sailboat.
You live on a boat. That's cool. It's like
a
riptide. Beautiful. It could be nothing better than that. All right. Now, just meet... Oh, do you have any interest besides the computers?
Well, sailing. I do some skydiving.
Yeah.
Smoke a little pot.
No, I don't do any drugs at all.
Hold on.
I'm asthmatic. I can't...
All right, hold on. Todd is nerd guy. He's not pot guy. He's asthmatic.
Yeah, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right, nerd guy.
He's a computer guy.
I got it. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? He's not getting chicks because he's nerd guy. That's what's going on. Hey, Todd?
Yeah?
Todd, the best way to meet women is to do it doing something you like, you know, that sort of non-pressured sort of environment, the mutual interest sort of environment. Any sailing clubs or anything like that you can get involved with. What about your friends? You should have friends who should help you.
Yeah, well, they're all nerds too. And here's the thing, as a dot-commer, I've been working so long and so hard, I don't remember how to talk about anything but work.
Right. Well, talk about your boat. Use that boat, by the way.
Use the boat.
The boat is a great angle.
Women are suckers for boats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, a boat is got to be like better than like a puppy at the park.
It screams success.
It really does. Living on the boat, you're like Eric Flynn or something.
Romantic.
It's very romantic. Yeah. Right. Yeah, get them on the boat. And I don't know where...
Make him dinner on a boat.
Yeah, but who's them? Where does he meet them? That's what his question is. Mm. He must work with a lot of women.
He's got to make more time. He's got to look at that as part of his career, meeting people. And put a little energy into that, balances his life out a little bit.
Yeah. You know what's always funny about the nerdy guys is they just want to read a textbook on meeting chicks or getting
laid. The manual. He wants the manual.
Find an instructor to tell him how to get laid. Anne?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yeah, basically I'm like confused and like feeling a little depressed right now. My boyfriend, who I was with for 7 years, just broke up with me. He says that like I'm all he knows and that he needs to go out there and meet more people.
He's right.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
right.
That's a healthy impulse, and you need to do the same thing.
But I mean, I'm so sure like he's the one for me. And
all right, we gotta
take a break. We're gonna kill ourselves though. Okay, so we won't come back.
Okay.
We're going to talk to
you. You're going to finish the show for us, though, Anna.
Okay.
All right. Well, you're with this guy since 14?
Yeah.
All right. When did you break up?
Just like on Monday.
Nothing worse.
Is your first and only breakup with this guy in 7 years?
I broke up with him once. We were apart for a year. He never saw anybody else. I did, and so he feels like...
Was that his idea to break up then, too?
No.
Okay.
Why did you break up with him the first time?
We were just, I don't know, arguing, and it was a long time. It was 4 years ago.
Oh, boy.
All right. Hold on a second there, Ann.
Okay.
Oh, there's nothing worse for a guy that you've been with a chick for 7 years, you broke up once for a year. You basically spent that year reflecting and beating off. She started dating other guys during that. Then you get back together, and it's like this is your only love. You've never been with anybody else, and you feel like now you're down one. And this is the way it's going to be. That's probably his mentality. He's probably right, too.
Yeah, I know.
We'll take a little break. We'll get to the bottom of it after this.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dan Bukatinski and Richard Riccolo are both here, and they're both representing All Over the Guy, which is coming out this Friday in theaters everywhere, also with Lisa Kudrow and Christina Ricci and Adam Goldberg. Drew, you ready?
Yeah, we're finishing with Ann.
All right. Ann?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a very painful time because you were in a relationship for 7 years. And your boyfriend just called it off.
Yeah, so much of yourself is tied up in this. Really, during your development, you've been a couple developing, not just yourself as a separate sense of who you are. And now all of a sudden you're disconnected from that, and you've got to figure out what to do. And it's going to take a little time to get over this.
But see, like, he tells me that, like, he knows that I'm, like, he wants me as his wife, and he wants me in his future. He knows that, but he just needs this break
right now. I think it's unfair of him to say that to you, even though he might feel that. I don't not believe him, but this is what guys do. You know, the thing with guys is, it's not about who they're with that determines when they're going to get married.
It's about
when they're with them. Are they ready? And when a guy is not ready, he is not ready. That is going to be a failed marriage, guaranteed. And many a guy laments not having been ready when he was with a particular girl. It was sort of the one that got away, but still doesn't wish he got married then because he knows it wouldn't have worked.
Right.
Guys have to get certain things out of their system. They have to get their S together. They have to figure out who they are.
Those things are basically semen and the AIDS virus. Those are the two things that guys have to flush out of their system, sometimes hepatitis, before they're ready to settle down and marry.
But he's being honest, and he's probably being healthy, and it's unfortunate. It's painful. The unfair part is he's stuck with you so long.
What does he do for a living?
Well, we both go to college together.
All right. He's not community college?
No, it's a university.
Which one?
Cal State LA.
Still community college. He won't get laid.
It's not a community.
Don't worry. No one else will have him.
Okay. But see, I don't know how, like, I mean, do I keep him as a friend?
No.
Six months cold turkey.
Run. Yeah.
Run.
6 months.
Okay.
What was the line in Adam Goldberg's line? In All Over the Guy? There's not just one. There's fractions of ones, halves of ones, quarters of ones. It's just about being open to someone, you know,
right,
becoming the one. Because there could be a million ones.
Right.
And if this guy is the one, 6 months from now, 8 months from now...
He'll be back.
But
you can't think that way. You just got to get on with your life.
Well, let's use your logic for a second, Ann, and get sort of philosophical about it. How can one be the one and break up and not come back?
Right. Right. The future,
future
determines.
This is your test to actually see if he is the one.
Right.
Right.
The future will determine whether or not he is
comes
the one.
Back, he's the one, and if and he
it's
doesn't.
It's not the one, it's a one. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many.
Right, like the steak sauce.
Exactly. Like a one. Such
that's
a crap horrible. Joke, Adam.
It really is.
You're
horrible.
You're reaching now, dude.
You know what sucks, though? It's true. Like, I was in. you get very into that sort of soulmate crap and the one and all that growing up and all that fairy tale stuff. And then you go to Canada for a week and you see some totally hot piece of ass walking down the street and you go, Jesus Christ, I'm in Canada and I could marry this one here. If I lived here, that's who I'd be chasing her around and then she would be the one.
Yeah, there's one in every city.
Right. Right. Not as many in Mexico, I've found. Really? I've done some traveling.
Yeah. More in Mexico.
More in Canada. Yeah. Just border towns, normally. I think they're more in from the border. You got to get farther in. Okay.
More Drew? Ones.
More ones.
Yeah. More ones that are tens.
Right? That's right. There's more ones by the border, but... All right. Come on. 2 hours to kill here every night. Tommy?
Hello?
Tommy, you're 16.
Yeah. I just saw the best episode of Family Guy I've ever seen.
You did.
It was where you played Death.
Oh, was that on tonight?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, good. I love the Family Guy.
And residuals.
Awesome.
Was it? Oh, do I get residuals? Was I Death throughout the thing?
Yeah.
Or was it just Death for a minute?
No, you were in the whole episode.
Oh, I was.
Yeah.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, it really was.
Okay. Well, I'm happy but disappointed because I taped it. And I want to go home and watch it, but now it's one I've seen because they gave me that tape.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I really enjoy The Family Guy, and I was flattered that they asked me to go on the show, even if they wanted Norm MacDonald first.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Tommy.
No problem.
Take care. Good times, right?
Yeah.
Gee, right. Tommy, how could you tell it was Adam, by the way? It's his voice is nothing distinctive about it.
I've been looking forward to this episode.
I'm so rangy. Yeah. Did I do my proper English or was it the French accent? Which one?
Right. No.
I
heard about
brown.
It on the internet.
Oh, really?
The new season's coming out, and I saw your name in the credits.
Oh, good times. I had no idea that one was coming on tonight. You guys ever watch that show?
No, but I'm sure you were fantastic.
I was hilarious.
When did you do it?
The thing that's weird about The Family Guy, and I guess Fox is this way. The Family Guy, I did this show over a year ago, and then...
And then they wait for the animation.
It takes a long time. They didn't cancel it. They put it...
On hiatus.
Put on hiatus for like a year.
Yeah.
But they said, don't worry, we're coming back. But it sat around for like a year, and now they're coming back. How many seasons was Two Guys and a Girl? Was five?
Four seasons.
Four? You're going to get into syndication now?
It'll still sell. It would have sold better if we had one more season. We're all crossing our fingers for one more.
How many episodes did you
It's kind of like
get?
Driving a car off the lot. It lost a lot of value by not having a fifth year.
Right. I mean, you got, what, 50 episodes?
81.
Oh, you got 81?
81. It just sold.
Good.
2 days ago, it just sold. The first sale was in England. They just sold, like, all 81 episodes in England and... I'm sure it'll be on
they love
TNT
you.
Somewhere.
They love you in Bangladesh.
I'm huge in Bangladesh.
But,
me and Alyssa Milano.
When Oliver the Guy comes out in Bangladesh, you won't be able to travel there.
100 is sort of the magic
It's the magic number,
that,
yeah.
Right?
And you know what? You sell the show while you're in your fifth season. So the show starts to syndicate while it's still on the air. It makes it a lot more valuable. Once the show's canceled, it kind of...
Right, but I have seen, I've seen Action syndicated on, FX or whatever the hell it's on, and they had, 12 episodes or 9 episodes.
Hours are so hard to syndicate, though. I mean, where do you put them?
I mean, what network do you put them on?
Yeah, it's not like the Channel 5s here in L.A. or, you know.
Well, they do, Caroline in the City. They do everything.
No, the Hour shows.
Hour shows.
Well, because
FX.
Hours do these huge yearly arcs, so it's really hard to syndicate them because you're watching everything out of order and
it's just hard to
syndicate.
All right, yeah, you're screwed. You're screwed. Sorry. That's right. Sorry about that.
Nadia.
Oh, hi.
What's up? You're 14.
Yeah. Well, I'm so sorry I had to lie to your producer.
Mm-hmm.
It's because my friend.
She loves Adam.
Yes. And she's the one that wrote the poem.
A poem? Another poem?
Another one?
No.
Oh, this is the same person?
No. This is her other friend. Okay.
I see.
She's right here, and she really, really wants to talk to Adam.
Wait, is this the girl that wrote the poem?
No. She's right here next to me. And she's, so nervous. She's shaking.
Elise, is that her name?
Well, yeah, Elise,
Hold on. Nadia, where's the poem? Where is it?
Her best friend has it.
Okay, but it's the same poem, right?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure I'm not missing a poem.
No.
It's all because... Okay.
It's because we have two copies.
I see.
Okay, wait, write that down.
Two copies.
They can have two copies.
It's two copies for...
For
what would
Adam.
One copy be? Two?
Yeah.
Two copies work
is three.
That out.
There's one original and two copies.
Pair of copies?
Pair of copies is four.
All right, Nadia. Who am I talking to?
This is Nadia.
Yeah.
And Elise wants to talk to you. She's like so nervous.
Put her on. Did she hear? Did you hear what kind of car I drove?
What?
You know, I'm on
cars.
The Family Guy. Yeah.
That's cars.
Cars. Right. Oh. Right.
Hello? Hi.
Who's this?
This is Elise.
Hi, Elise.
Hi.
Did you write that poem?
Yeah, I wrote that poem.
That was lovely. It was moving. The jack off and the pants and everything was great.
Well, you're always talking about how you beat off three times a day. And
Four times a show is not always, honey. Okay?
Well,
all right.
I just want to say that I love you, like, so much.
Thank you.
And that I think you guys are the best, and you're so hot.
Thank you.
Even though you're older than me.
Oh, okay. Good.
That's okay.
I thought she was going to go to the Brillo head. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Did you like my poem?
Yes, it was beautiful.
And I have your name on all of my shoes, so.
Oh, thank you. Even the dress ones?
No.
Yeah, put it on your dress
ones. I'll put them on the bottom.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
There's a demographic somewhere that there's a crossover from you to Drew.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice that?
Yeah.
What is that age?
It's an IQ.
Is it 15?
Thing more than a chronological age.
It's a line in the sand, though.
Right. Yeah. I think the ones that are, you know, troubled like me more.
It's the size of the school bus, I think.
Right. The shorter bus folks are big fans of mine. All right, Drew?
Yeah.
We ready to take a little break here?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. Loveline, y'all. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Richard Ricciolo is here, and so is Dan Bukatinski. Both from All Over the Guy, which is out the 17th, this Friday. You've seen the commercials. Now you go see the movie. That's the way it works. All right. Let's keep moving forward and speak.
Hi. See, I have this problem. I've been going out with this guy for a couple of months now.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we're friends and everything. Well, we're more than friends. We're boyfriend and girlfriend. But mm-hmm. he doesn't treat me like a girlfriend, you know? Like, he never says I'm pretty. And, well, I don't...
How do you know he's your boyfriend or girlfriend?
Well, plus, you may not be a looker. I mean, you don't know.
How do you know your boyfriend or girlfriend? Have you had talk?
Yeah, we talked about it and everything. I mean, yeah.
Okay, your boyfriend or girlfriend. And
do you kiss?
Yeah, we kiss once in a while.
Is it that he is unable to express the kinds of things you expect from a boyfriend?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like a tramp like Britney Spears or anything, but, you know, I'm a little pretty. I'm wholesome.
You're wholesome.
Yeah.
What is it you expect from him?
I don't know. You know, like a typical boyfriend thing, you know, being nice, you know, like once in a while bringing a rose.
Do you just kiss? What's the furthest you've gotten with him?
We just kiss because I'm wholesome. I'm not a tramp.
Well, what does he do that that isn't enough?
Well, like...
Is there a wholesome celebrity you could liken yourself to so I could get some reference point?
Wholesome celebrity?
You're not like
not
Britney
really.
Spears. I understand that. All right. Like Adam Greenberg or someone like that?
Delta Burke.
Goldberg. Who's Greenberg?
Adam Greenberg is not that wholesome.
No.
And
oh,
also not in All Over the Guy.
That's right. Sorry. Hey, Michelle?
Yeah?
Is he 15?
He's 16.
Mm-hmm. Is he kind of dorky?
Not really.
I know you don't think so, but what about the rest of humanity?
He's more of like a punk person. Like.
Oh, well, punk guys are kind of angry, and they may not be so adept at expressing affectionate feelings.
What is he into? He's into the punk scene and music
yeah.
and everything? He dresses that way?
Yeah, you know, with the bondage stuff. And he's
somebody,
so hot.
That's somebody who's angry. Why are you surprised, Michelle, that somebody who's angry has difficulty being sort of kind and intimate?
Should the wholesome gal
bondage?
Be up with the
bondage guy? Isn't that sort of a typical thing?
I guess.
Yeah. Especially someone who keeps reminding you how wholesome she is. Get what I'm saying?
Britney Spears loves bondage.
Let me explain the punk lifestyle. It's not about flowers and forget-me-nots. You understand? It's about spitting on people.
I spit often. I mean, I'm not like going out there and like, you know, like a see-through shirt and shorts that go up my ass.
I'm wholesome.
Hold on a second.
See that?
You know, we talk to 15-year-olds that sound like they're 25, and then we talk to 15-year-olds that are like 8. Like, Michelle's like falls into the 8 category. Like, hey, Michelle?
Also, so what? Can you guys, like, not pick on me tonight?
No, it's too late. Game on. Where, are you in the 10th grade?
Yes.
All right, so you're in high school.
Yeah.
You sound very naive. I know you're wholesome.
Yeah.
But what's up? I mean, you really sound like a little girl. Where's your dad?
Where's my dad?
Yeah.
Oh, he's in my life. I mean, my mom and dad are divorced, but I see him all the time, and he's a really great guy.
All right.
How old were you when they divorced?
How old was I? I don't even remember when they got divorced.
Okay.
All right, well, how old were you?
Like 2.
All right. He doesn't drink. He's a good guy.
He's a very good. He's an awesome dad.
Okay, why are you with the punk guy who doesn't treat you right?
Well, he's really attractive. I know that's, like, a wrong thing to go for.
Right.
And his personality is pretty cool, I guess. I guess he's just not really, like, a romancer type.
Okay.
No, he doesn't treat you right.
Well, just maybe he doesn't know. Why don't you tell him what you want? I know you hate to do that, but tell him what you want and give him a chance to do right by you. And then if he doesn't do it, you can break up, all right?
Okay.
All right, give him that chance. All
okay.
right?
Thanks.
All right, say hi to Mrs. Beasley for me.
Who the hell is she?
Aunt B.
No, Mrs. Beasley was the... I think she was
Muffin
the,
Lady.
She was a doll from Family Affair.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she had Mrs. Beasley.
And Mrs. Beasley.
That's right.
Yeah. See, my...
Muffy. What's her name?
Buffy was the older hip sister. Was going out on lots of swinging dates.
That's another E! True Hollywood story, is those kids, right?
Yeah.
Buffy.
They were a mess. Yeah. I think Buffy killed herself.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, Buffy did, or the little kids did?
Buffy's the little girl.
Oh, okay.
She ended up killing herself, I believe. Hmm. And Mr. French turned out to be Puerto Rican. I remember that was a big that was a big scandal in the mid-70s, early 80s. Tracy?
Hey. Hey, Adam, I love you.
Hey, love you.
And I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
My breasts are, like, pretty small. I'm 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, like, Dr. Drew, what is, like, the age that girls usually stop developing? Because
14.
Some do around 18, some around up to 21.
Really? Because, yeah. Like, everyone else in my family is, like, C, whatever, you know? And I'm, right. like, barely in, like, the little B category. Mm-hmm. I only have one aunt with, like, the small boobs. And I'm hoping I didn't get, like, her traits.
Make sure she knows that in the next picture.
But also, like, I have another aunt that right. my mom told me about that, like, was pretty small. And then around, like, yeah, like, 20, 21, she just, like, boom, you know?
Yeah, that can happen.
I had this replace boob with penis. I had the same conversation with my dad.
Except it never happened.
Uncle Ralph from Philadelphia. Hung? Come on, Dad, be honest. Like, what are we talking? Are we talking, like, a can of corn or what kind of girth?
Well, you know, have we, you ever we call him Adam, Uncle Ralphie.
Did you weigh it?
Seriously, because I'm feeling like I'm getting screwed. I'm 37. Well, I'm poised to make my move. Drew says I'm still growing until I'm 40.
Well, I think I deserve the bigger boobs because I'm, like, tall. You know, it just looks so much nicer.
Yeah, but I
yeah, but then they smell like marijuana. Then you
that's right. Bags, right, you know? Right in the folds.
You should be happy with...
You lose yeah. all your golfing pencils in them. Tracy, you're tall, you're slender.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You're fine. It'll be good. Don't worry.
All right. I guess as long as my boyfriend likes them.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He likes them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. And, you know, the thing is, too, is girls with smaller or a little more modest up top have so much more freedom when it comes to, like, they can go play beach volleyball.
They can
stuff.
Be ballet dancers.
Right. They can participate in things.
Gymnastics.
Yeah, there's sports. They can rappel off of rocks and stuff like that. And chicks with the big jugs, they can't do that stuff. Actually, I wish they'd do. I'd like to see them try. Jenna?
Yes?
You're 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
I think my boyfriend might be gay.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, like, we've been having oral sex lately, and it's just not... It's a lot... He's just not doing anything. I mean, it's a lot different than what he usually does, and it's just gotten really bad. And I called his house once, and this guy answered. And
was his name Bruce?
What?
No, is Bruce not the gay name anymore? What's Bruce the gay
is
name?
Bruce is the gay name.
Oh, still the gay
well,
name?
Well, yeah, because it just lisps at the end really well. That's
What were you talking about? Oral sex?
Yes.
Why don't I believe this at all?
I don't know. You give oral sex to him?
No, he gives it to me.
And
he's not doing it right?
Well, he doesn't in a gay way?
What? Well, I don't know. He's not doing it like what he normally does anymore.
Where do you live, Jenna?
In Portland.
You live with your family?
Yes. Sometimes he owns a really small apartment. But you
live with your family, your parents?
Yes.
You live with them.
How old's your boyfriend?
16.
Does he have a subscription to Martha Stewart's Living?
Why do I get foster child from her?
I don't know.
Is there something else why you think he's gay? Is there?
Yeah, I went over to his house once, and then I found some boxer shorts on the ground, and they weren't even his. They weren't even his size.
This is either totally bogus or so detached and disorganized that there's something very, very wrong here.
You found a straight over to his house. Does he live with his parents?
Well, he has this friend, and his friend is 18, and he lives with him in this apartment. So, and it's in this really big apartment building, and he lives there. And
I'm waiting for her to start working in a wolf in grandma's house and stuff. Hey, Jenna.
Yeah.
You sound confused.
Well, I'm just really freaked out. I mean, I really liked him, and that's just really weird, and this is
Why is he living out of the house at 16?
His parents interrogate him a lot, and he doesn't really like it because they think he might be on drugs, but he's not, and they're always questioning him, and he didn't like it, so he moved out.
Right.
No, that's not why
16.
People move out.
No, this guy's troubled. He's a troubled guy, wouldn't you say?
He doesn't do drugs or anything.
That's fine.
I know, but he's a troublemaker, this guy. I don't trust this guy.
Well,
there's something going on here.
There has to have been some abuse in the home for him to run out at 16.
And you're 14, and his technique orally has changed over the past weeks. I mean, can you slow it down a little, Jenna? What's up with you?
You were raised by your parents, right?
Yes.
Your dad's around?
Yes.
What's he do?
He works at a store. He works at a plumbing equipment store.
Uh-huh.
Metal.
Does he drink?
No.
He doesn't... Doesn't do anything?
No.
Never? Were you ever raped or abused or anything?
Yeah,
How old were you?
I think I was about 7, I guess, by my stepbrother.
Stepbrothers.
Stepbrothers.
I thought you said you were raised by your parents.
I was. My parents split up when I was about 3. I was my stepmother was held around.
And so did your stepbrothers do this for a while?
Actually, it was just one time. My parents still don't know about it.
But you were 7 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You got to tell somebody about that, Jenna.
You got a lot of stuff going on, Jenna. You got to take care of yourself. This guy's not the answer. This guy's a part of the problem.
Whether he's gay or not is really not one of your big problems right now. There's other issues to work on, okay?
Okay.
And listen, don't get pregnant. Do you hear me?
I always use protection whenever I have intercourse.
Okay, 14, baby. Get your grades up and get the hell out of that Portland. Well, actually, stay in Portland. It's nice, but just get out of that house.
Go to Corvallis.
And you got talk to your counselor. Get some counseling. You got to deal with this rape thing at 7. That's traumatic. How old was your stepbrother?
I think he was. I think he might have been 10 or so. I really.
All right. Take care of yourself, please. And think about the kind of guy, the kind of 10-year-old boy, and what the hell's going on with dad
family.
And family and the... We both got the weird vibe out of her.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll take a break.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems split.
Well, there you go. Another famous Loveline episode, Safely in the Ground. All Over the Guy is the name of the movie. It is out this Friday. Please go out and see it. I want to thank Dan and Richard for coming by.
Thank you.
And participating. And anytime there's another project.
Or not. Just want to come by.
Dave and Adam Goldberg, who hasn't showed up.
That's right. When Adam's talking to us about you, you can just march right in here.
We'll come in with him. Talk about me. I'll get in my car.
So until next time, it's Adam Kroller for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline.
The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station.
The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.